You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Happy Wednesday to you. Hope you're enjoying your day thus far. Awful Announcing put together an interesting piece. They do a good job covering kind of, especially sports media type stuff. But they did a top 30 list, which of course is all of the MLB teams, but ranked the various TV broadcasts for all of the various teams. And of course, We know that intimately because we are watching Houston Astros baseball a lot. And over the last week, it has been a little bit rough. Sometimes you got to lean into the broadcast itself. But I was very interested to see or to find out where our local broadcast showed up and how it was regarded outside of the area when it comes to this awful announcing list. So first and foremost, have you already seen the list?
I did. I
you
saw
always it. Take the fun of the guessing.
I try
away.
Not to.
But y'all be on the internet too damn much.
But if you recall,
you know,
but
hold on, because you're on that phone all the time.
Hold on, let's just jog.
You know everything.
Let's just jog your memory a little bit. I brought this to you,
sir. Sir, you're not supposed to tell people that.
Did you see this list? Yeah, I gave it to you.
You could have leaned in and said, "No, I haven't."
Oh, what list? What list?
No, you're right.
I try to always play the game because I like playing that game. You know, the guessing.
No, for sure. Yeah. But so you know that the Houston Astros come in as 18th of 30 teams. Obviously, Todd Callis, Jeff Blum, and then sometimes getting Eschenfelder and Bagwell in there on the broadcast. Apparently, most common grade given was a C.
Yeah,
by the broadcast, saying that it narrowly edged out the Cardinals booth, which sucked that Cardinals. So I hope that you always come in behind the Astros. But saying that they've been, you know, obviously the comments. Significant praise for Callis and Blum, saying that there's perfect chemistry and by far the most enjoyable broadcast team to listen to, always on their game, entertaining, insightful, so on and so forth. There was criticism for the substitute voices, especially Bagwell, saying that Bagwell and Eschenfelders need a lot of work. Never put Bagwell in the booth again. He mumbles and brings nothing insightful to the broadcast, which that feels a little harsh.
Damn.
That feels a little bit harsh, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Okay, so, and we talked about this. You mentioned it in the tease here. I want to get to what you would suggest.
Yeah,
you know, constructive criticism, because I think we all like the broadcast. I think Todd Callis is excellent. I really do. I would put Todd Callis top 10 easy, and that's not a shot at Jeff Blum. I think Jeff really plays to the audience as a former player and his little doobies and all those things, you know. I mean, that's he's doing his job. But I wouldn't put him necessarily top 10 as an analyst, like, you know, like we would be used to on whatever other, you know, networks or other places. So it's not a criticism. I think Todd Callis is excellent, but let's talk about some constructive criticism in a minute. But just on the list itself, I think 18 is about right. I think they're good.
They've been together since 2017. I think some of the best ones that you hear are folks that have been together for a long time, and then also the likes of, like, when you get an analyst that is also just kind of been there for a long time and able to just kind of really let loose. And I know Blum is doing a decent amount of that. You mentioned like the Doobie and those types of things. But can I take you to John Kruk, who is on the Phillies broadcast?
This is so good. Yeah.
This isn't even the thing that you're thinking of, because you had a different one.
Punched in the nose?
No, like he'll talk about getting punched in the nose. He'll talk about deciding to become a vegan. Yeah. This was him talking about, you know, a thought that he had just had that he decided to bring to the broadcast.
So you know how I think of things when I have free time and I shouldn't?
Yep.
So I was wondering.
Yep.
The person who invented the clock.
Yeah. Which one? The digital or the hand?
The first clock ever.
Okay.
How did that person know what time it was?
Well, that's a really good question. Bouncer back toward the middle.
That's right.
Gobbled up by Young. One hopper. That's good. The ball was safe.
That's good. You know, right back into the baseball.
They might have used.
Is that accurate, though?
No, I guess it's as accurate as it can be. So when you were contemplating the clock thing, did you come up with any answers yourself?
No. I thought I'd ask you.
I would think so.
You nailed it, Figgy. It's a hell of a drug.
But I think those are the moments. I mean, we were talking about kind of radio, and when we talked about radio, on the text line, I don't know how many people were like, "Yo, this is a great take." It's these types of moments that I think make you feel like, especially for baseball, like you're sitting and watching the baseball game with some friends, and I think that probably just comes with more time of doing the broadcast. That's why I like what that Space City had. You know, Todd and Jeff out there in the Crawford boxes broadcasting from that different vantage point, having a little bit more of that same energy.
No, they're good. I like them. They're good. They each know their role. I was a little bit taken back, but I don't know if they mentioned this with any of them. They didn't mention Julia Morales.
That's one of the things that's come in a number of times on the text line, is just more Julia would help.
Here's where I would say maybe some constructive criticism. Tell me if I'm wrong on this, listeners, and Figgy and Reggie. The only thing that I would go, okay, you probably need to add some context to this, is they have a lot of inside jokes. A lot of inside jokes. And they'll kind of giggle, and you're not exactly sure what they're talking about. And that's, you know, that's stuff on radio that really you need to be more transparent with, you know?
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Am I wrong on that? especially on TV.
Yeah, I think also I think they kind of play into the whole Astros Twitter thing too a lot, and which is cool if you're trying to get to that point. But I'm wondering how many people that are watching the game are actually on Twitter like that to kind of get what
you
the
do. Kind of have to lean into it, but I get your point.
Yeah.
Again, I like them. I think they're good. I think Todd Callis is very, very good. But the inside jokes thing kind of gets a little, you're like, okay, you got a lot of people watching this game that don't know anything what you're talking about. And then the other thing, the Jeff Bagwell mention, how he mumbles and all that. I think that's all a product of Jose Abreu. Remember when he came on consistently defending Jose Abreu, look at the back of the baseball card. And then Jeff Bagwell is sort of making decisions for Jim Crane or with Jim Crane, and people just turned on Bagwell a little bit. I think they it just rubs them the wrong way when he's on the air.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that probably doesn't help, but yeah, I mean, if you're in that place, the mumbling will get to some folks, and I guess people mentioned that there's a number of people on the text line mentioned that they felt it was a little rough with Bagwell on the broadcast, but I think 18 is an all right place to be, but I think as just having more opportunities, more times, and I think they are probably all right. It's fun when they get Julie involved and you kind of have the entirety of the booth. You do get some more of those inside jokes, to be fair, but you kind of get a little bit more of a collegial atmosphere on the broadcast, which I think is part of the fun of watching baseball. It feels like you're just, watching it with some of your boys.
And for the record, the top ones, I guess we need to mention, you mentioned the Phillies. I believe they were six.
They were six.
Yeah.
And then
go ahead.
The best broadcast apparently is the Padres broadcast, where Tony Gwynn Jr. would jump in, but it's Don Orsullo and Mark Grant. Now coming in two was the Mets, and I like I mentioned, when you have Keith Hernandez in there, he has a lot of fun. But Gary Cohen does a good job kind of keeping everybody at bay. San Francisco Giants show up high at third, rounding out the top five are the Blue Jays at four. And then also the Chicago Cubs broadcast.
Jim Deshaies.
Boog Sciambi and Jim Deshaies on the broadcast at five. I guess I should give you who the worst one is. I think people know. It's funny because the worst ones, it's about the broadcast, but the teams are kind of funny when you look at the worst broadcast. It seems to make sense. The Athletics comes in at 30 with Jenny Kavner and Dallas Braden. And then the 29th broadcast is the Rockies broadcast. It seems like organizations
are you sensing a trend.
Organizations that don't take care of their baseball seem to not also take care of their broadcast as well. So that seems to make sense for sure. From the 281, really hate when they don't inform the TV listeners that there's a no hitter being pitched. So how do you
that
feel
does
about
bug
that?
Me?
Really,
that does bug me
because of the you'd rather them go against the
if you're watching and
superstition.
You know how I feel about this, but I don't know if I've really mentioned too much with Reggie. If you're watching a no-hitter and you're broadcasting it, what do you want more than anything? Everyone to tune in. Everyone to call their friends, text their friends, and tune in. And this is my one beef with Todd Callis. Like I said, I think he's really good. But he doesn't do they're throwing in, the whatever. Framber Valdez is working on has a no-hitter through six or whatever it is. Because you're not doing your job as a broadcaster.
You're doing your job as a baseball superstition fan.
The don't mention no hitter stuff is for the dugout. Period. It's for the dugout. It's not for fans in the stands. It's not for you and me watching. And it's especially not for a broadcaster.
713-572-4610. Is Lopez right?
Yes, I am. You don't need to text.
Yeah. and I think stuff like that is why I like watching the National whenever they on national
TV. Really?
They'll say it.
Yeah, because it's not they call in the game. There's no bias or anything, no homerism and all that stuff. Like, I just like I just want them to call the game.
Yes. But you have to say, and you're not doing your job. If I'm watching a game and I didn't notice I'm in and out or whatever, and Todd Callis says, Framber, to use that example, as a no-hitter through six, I'm texting my family. I'm calling friends or texting friends and say, hey, man, Fromber's got a no-hitter going. And you get more listeners, you get more viewers. That's the gist of it. The don't talk about a no-hitter thing is for the dugout, period. Period.
And how can you get those legendary calls too?
Right.
Because we could go back in time and listen to some calls. There's a no-hitter going into the seventh inning.
Was it the Yankees announcer that talked about this last year and yeah. said anybody who doesn't say, any broadcaster who doesn't say it is a hack.
Yeah. who was that? Sterling?
It might have been John Sterling.
Yeah, I think it was John Sterling.
Yeah.
All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping, including an update on what happened at AA Corpus Christi with some more of the reinforcements that the Astros are looking for. We'll do that next.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.